In today's Eco Report feature, Bob Kissel interviews Rosie and Mike Sills at Earthsong Farm. Earthsong Farm is a small family farm in Bloomfield, Indiana that uses sustainable growing procedures like crop rotation and companion planting. Their garden is half an acre and in the process of expanding.
Recently, WFHP had the opportunity to talk with Rosie and Mike Sills of Earthsong Farm, located in Greene County. The Sills have been produce vendors at Bloomington's Farmers Market since 2011.
How long have you been raising plants and flowers?
Mike and I met 12 years ago as farm apprentices, so that's when we started, and then the following year we started farming together. Before that, we each had our own. So I personally have been gardening, raising plants, probably for 15 years.
I had some work in Montana. I worked on a couple farms when I was out in 2003.
Did you bring something in a particular background to farming, or is it something you discovered?
I kind of first got into farming. Well, my dad was always a green thumb. He always had a garden in the backyard, and I think that had a big influence on me. I ended up majoring in agroecology.
And I have always been, you know, ever since I was a child, I've always been really drawn to nature and the outdoors, and became interested in And my dad had gardens here and there as well. My grandpa's each always had a big garden. But it wasn't until I was in college that I had my very first garden. So I took a break from college for a semester, and I lived with my 90-year-old grandparents. Life was really slow and simple living with my 90-year-old parents. And taking that break from college and really thinking about what I wanted in life and seeing who I had come from, it was during that time that I realized that I wanted to farm. I became the head of the compost program at my college, and then after college I worked on a couple of farms as a teacher, teaching kids about where food comes from. And in that time realized I really didn't want to teach, I wanted to farm. So then I went on to a farming apprenticeship, and that's where I met Mike. And then we've been farming to some degree ever since.
When we were walking around your property, you talked about how your gardening has kind of taken over your lives from a very small personal garden into one where you go to market every Saturday. Can you describe the evolution of how you got to that point?
We both started as farm apprentices, so the way that we learned how to farm was at a larger scale. And then our first year together, we actually had a very small CSA. And after that, we tried to do the home gardening thing, but always grew a larger garden than just for us. And then actually, when we bought this land in 2009 and moved here, our own garden, which was much larger than we needed for ourselves. And then the second summer, our friends said, hey, you know, we want to sell at the farmer's market. We started going to market together with our friends. It just kind of took off from there. You know, that first season we went for a couple of months and then realized having an infant and trying to market garden was a challenge. In 2012, we jumped in with both feet and we started going every Saturday. And our garden has just grown. As our success has grown, our garden has grown.
How have you found Bloomington Market to be in terms of selling your produce?
It's been good. We've been getting a great response from our customers who really appreciate the flavor and quality of our produce.
We have an incredible support of customers. Customers that come every week and buy something, or customers that come every week and buy everything.
And as you've been farming over the years, how have your practices and what you do season to season kind of evolved?
We're always striving to become a little more efficient, a little better at what we do. Focusing a lot on, we do a lot of mulching, we do some cover cropping. We try to minimize the hand weed. It can be a major, major time suck.
Yeah, time suck. And one thing we've learned with that is Mike will tease me because I like everything to be very pretty and orderly in the garden. So that's been my weakness of wanting all the weeds to be gone.
So you're one of those farmers.
I'm one of those. Well, I'm learning how not to be one of those because it's not efficient at all. For example, the onions you saw, the early onions that are about to come out of the ground, they could really, drives me nuts. They need to be weeded, but that's silly because they're about to be harvested, so there's no need to weed them at this point, and we'll just...
It's hard to make it always look perfect.
What about pest environments? That has to be an issue that you deal with routinely.
Always an issue.
I've gotten pretty good at catching moles and voles. We've got a couple of great cats that are always catching mice.
Do you have a trade secret for catching moles?
It's not easy. I think there's probably as much luck involved as there is skill.
And how about insects and bugs?
Well, we use floating row cover to shield the crops. At an absolute minimum, we try to use a little bit of organic sprays. But you got to be really careful of that stuff by taking out beneficials. And also, we have lots of frogs and toads.
Snakes.
And snakes, yeah.
Garden helpers for eating the bugs.
Uh-huh. Toads and wolf spiders are two of the gardener's best friends.
Over the years that you've been farming, what have you noticed both with your practices as well as others' practices, how that's changed now? There's a viable market for small scale. What have you guys done differently, or what's changed for you?
I think we try to focus on producing the best quality crops that we can. Try to learn every year from the mistakes that we've made in the past.
We also ask that our customers always let us know if they're not happy with something, because if we don't know, we can't fix it. I feel like we offer a really quality product that keeps well, it's nutrient dense.
And you've expanded over the years and talked about taking out some of the stuff in the back 40 and putting in more crops. How do you make that decision, because that's more labor and more upfront cost?
It's tough. You know, you just look at what works for you and what doesn't.
Well, and what sells, what customers are interested in. We grew fennel last year, trying something new. It wasn't something that people were very interested in, so we don't grow fennel this year.
What are your most popular crops?
People have really grown to love our incredible heirloom tomatoes. We grow delicious sweet beets. People love our beets, our carrots,
our turnips
that are often unblemished. We also have delicious peas. I'm sometimes referred to as the spinach lady at market. We grow storage onions, and they keep for a really long time.
So when do you start your spring preparation, and what are some of the things that you do over the course of a year to when it's fall, and how early do you start?
We grow year-round. We sell at the winter farmers market as well. We start for the main season, April through November, in February.
We start
by looking at the seed catalog in December or January.
So how many seed catalogs do you receive?
A lot.
It's true. We start by looking at the seed catalogs, making a garden plan, how much we're going to grow, where we're going to put it.
And so what are the things that you do during the main growing season?
Weeding.
Lots of weeding.
Lots of weeding.
It's a never-ending battle.
We're weeding, we're mulching, and we're harvesting, and always sowing more seed to have successive crops. Now's the time where we're harvesting every day.
Could you take our listeners through a day before market, what you do to get ready to leave with your truck full of the good stuff?
On an April market, Mike gets up about 3:30 in the morning, and he heads out to the greenhouse to start harvesting greens by headlamp, and I show up around 5. So then we harvest for the morning, grab a quick bite to eat, and then we wash produce, and we bag it, and we bunch it, and we put it in tubs, store it for the night. You know, all of the tables and the tablecloths and the crates that we put on the table and the tent, got to pack the truck. It's a very long day.
16-hour days.
Two sons, they seem to be actively involved in the whole deal.
They are. They're right there by our side every step of the way. And as they get older, they want to participate more in the garden, and they kind of come and go right now. They want to help, so they'll weed for a few feet and then run off to catch toads. Our oldest son has been vending with me this year.
This has been profitable for you guys. You can make money doing this.
We're getting by. We're definitely not getting rich.
And is it sufficient that you think about next year?
We're feeling like we can keep doing it. There's always the big if. Are the crops going to grow?
Is the weather going to work in our favor? Are the pests going to eat everything?
It's pretty stressful in that way, not knowing.
Are the customers going to buy it?
We're managing to get by.
For WFHB, this has been Bob Kissel reporting from rural Greene County.